For Baby Friday, here we go. Finally Friday, finally the weekend. Joined by Megan and crew with the Bidewell Animal Shelter. You got a little cutie in here today.
Yeah, our crew consists of Buster. He's one of our palliative care cats here at Bidewell.
Palliative care. Can you explain with regards to your palliative care
program? Yeah, palliative care cats are looking for someone to offer them a home, love, food, and litter. And they're looking to live out the rest of their days. He's 10 years old. He's a rough 10 years old, but he's looking for someone to retire with.
He's got some weak joints and bones, eh?
Yeah. He does have a condition, pre-existing condition. He's got bone spurs. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that, but it's when the liquid in the joint kind of disappears and they have both of your bones rubbing against each other. It's very painful.
Sounds horrendous. Yeah, sounds very painful.
Yeah, but he's getting treated for it with monthly injections at our shelter. So we do need someone who's willing to make their way to us to give him those.
Now, with regards to this kitty in particular, it's a foster you're looking for.
A foster. So, okay. I mean, if you want to adopt, we're not opposed. But we will cover all medical costs associated with Buster if you decide that you just want to keep him fostering.
Okay. So why not foster, then fall in love, and then adopt Buster?
Yeah, that's the ideal.
Yeah. And I mean, he's only 10. You say a rough 10, but you know.
Yeah, he's a rough 10, but he's getting better every day, especially with those treatments.
He just jumped up on the filing cabinet here. I didn't think he had any jump to him.
Yeah, he likes to pretend he can do jumping. Well, he does do it well, but he'll, yeah.
On occasion, yeah. He'll show off on occasion.
He'll still climb his cat trees. You can make it easy as a foster to make your house more accessible, maybe enter some stairwells to the cat tree or some more surfaces so he can gradually make his way up. But he will hurt himself trying hard to get to the window space.
Sounds like a typical 10-year-old male, as far as I'm concerned. Got a 9-year-old at home. Well, for more information on this little cutie named Buster, invite you to hop to our website, hotcountry1035.ca.